Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Mid-April is upon us. Spring is here, and there is so much to enjoy and celebrate throughout the Treasure Coast. Before I introduce you to the delightful ladies in the studio, I would love to give a shout-out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa. A new season is here. Does that mean a fresh-cut color style? It could. And if so, they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So you can play with something new. If you don't love it, they will tweak it at no charge. And you can do a little shopping while your color is processing. I mean, that's multitasking for all the ladies that are listening to the utmost. Not to mention that they have a great website that's super user-friendly, and you can jump on there and customize gift certificates, birthdays. Mother's Day is a few weeks out. Think about it, friends. Evening and weekend hours. Big thank you to True Colors Salon for their ongoing support. And always remember to book your appointments in advance, massages included. It is season, friends. It is season. Also, quick shout out to our friends at Michelina's. Delicious Italian cuisine, Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9, right there on US 1 in Stewart. She is a staple of the community for the past 30 plus years. They can do catering. They do dinners. They do dinners to go, family packages, $60. You can't beat it. It'll feed up to six. And they are the host venue of our Stewart Networking Luncheon. So if you're a lady and you're looking to build your brand, create additional awareness, and not break the bank, consider joining us at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, the first Tuesday in Port St. Lucie, the second Friday in Vero, and the third Wednesday in Stewart, hosted at the delicious Michelina's. Now, in the studio, we are going to chat with two incredible movers and shakers here in the community to give us all of the details on the fast approaching Jackie Robinson game. So Meredith Egan, she's our CEO of United Way here in Indian River County. Alongside her, we have Cindy Mihailov. And I'm telling you, honey, this is, as our relationship development manager in the community, this might be one of the biggest high-profile events that the United Way does here locally. And I know that it really attracts people of all ages, all backgrounds. I mean, I've been to the game multiple times, and it's incredible to see such a packed stadium. So tell us a little bit about the when, the where, and all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here. And we're also really excited to be hosting the Jackie Robinson Celebration Game. It does happen on April 15th. So as you said, fast approaching. And doors open at 5 p.m. And then the ceremony begins at 6 with the first pitch happening at 6:42. And you are right. It's one of the largest events that we host. Last year, we had over 4,300 people in attendance. And we're shooting for five. We're filling in the whole stands this year.
I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're really, really excited about hosting it again. We've been hosting the event since 2014 with a little hiatus during COVID, as most things. But we're really excited to be celebrating Jackie Robinson's legacy here in Indian River along with Major League Baseball.
Oh, this is awesome. All right. So obviously the significance behind the date and then the time of the game commencing is in honor of Jackie Robinson himself. Meredith, tell us a little bit about how you all came to put all this together.
Yeah. Of course, the game is to celebrate baseball, to support United Way. But overarching all of that is honoring Jackie's legacy and the fact that he broke the color barrier for Major League Baseball right here in Vero Beach. I think that is often overlooked about the history that took place here at historic Dodger Town. And, you know, having the Dodgers here back then really was a testament. You know, this game is a testament to the nostalgia people feel around having baseball.
For sure.
Homegrown in Vero Beach. So Jackie broke the color barrier in 1947. And that was just, you know, a day in history, and his number is 42. So we like to take a nod to the 42 number as much as we can. That's why, as Sydney said, the first pitch goes out at 6:42. April 15th was the day that he broke the color barrier. So the game happens on April 15th, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So this year it's a Wednesday, and we're excited. And it'll be really exciting to see what happens across Major League Baseball, because there's games all over the country being played simultaneously.
And they all wear the number.
Yes. They 42 all wear in his honor, 42. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great day to be, you know, a fan of baseball. Even if you're not a fan of baseball, it's just a great day to be here in Vero Beach, because it's, you know, as Sydney said, 5,000 people getting together in the stadium.
It's so celebratory.
Right. It's so great.
And tickets are really reasonable. I think this is another reason why there's so much success and hoopla around this, because you can afford to bring all the kiddos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Tickets right now are $12. And then day of at the gate, they're going to be $15. So it's super easy. You can either buy them online, you can buy them at our office, or you can buy them at Jackie Robinson as well.
Okay, and let's touch on some of the details, because obviously at $12 a ticket or $15 day of, that's not really covering all the expenses that go into an event of this magnitude. So we have some terrific presenting sponsors that we want to give a little love to, I have a feeling.
Yes, our presenting sponsors are, we have two firms over at Merrill Lynch. It is the firm of Peterson, Morgan, and Rinchek, and then the Merrill Lynch team of Brian Shambo, Schwibner, and Schwartz. Those guys have some long names.
Right.
All linked together. You know, I was just joined by Brian Shambo and his team over at County Commission. And, you know, these guys, they love baseball. They support United Way. They see the importance of celebrating the historic moment of Jackie, and continuing that legacy. So we love the guys at Merrill Lynch. They're aww, awesome sponsors, great partners.
That's huge. And, you know, it really is a nice testament to the overall pillars of what United Way stands for, to have financial advisors of that caliber want to really embrace and help propel the ongoing mission while doing it in a really fun, community-minded setting. Let's touch a little bit on what United Way does for the community as a whole, and how this all kind of intersects.
Sure. So we, of course, are raising money to support our funded programs. We have about 48 programs across all of those pillars, impact areas of health, financial stability, education, and community resilience. So cradle to grave, we're trying to support our neighbors at any stage of life, at any stage of need, all over Indian River County. By our accounts, we touch 1 in 4 lives through our programs. So you, when you think about the, you know, give 170,000 people, give or take, that live here, 1 in 4 people are touched by a United Way program. So we're really our depth and breadth of what we support and what we invest in. When we raise those dollars, when people, you know, hear the annual campaign, they see the thermometer around town, that's what those dollars are going to. Everything from after school programming to dental health to senior care, Meals on Wheels, any of those types of programs, healthy babies, prenatal care. We're supporting and investing those programs to really lift people up all over the county, because we know they're struggling.
Right. And so let's take it one step further. I feel as though listeners, they're getting in their vehicles, they're planning something fun and exciting, and they say, okay, so I get it. They have these pillars, and they're going to focus on making sure that other nonprofits, vetted programs are funded, right? So you're not actually necessarily happening to recreate a Meals on Wheels.
Oh,
there's
no,
already
yeah,
a successful oh, Meals on Wheels, right?
All trusted partners, yes. We have 30 trusted partners that are implementing many, like you said, you know, Senior Resource Association, Boys and Girls Club, you name it, nonprofits in town. There are funded partners that we are evaluating and looking at their accountability, their financials, their program outcomes. And like you said, really, you know, kind of pulling back the curtain and making sure that we're using those donor dollars to the highest and best use, and investing in programs that really are changing lives.
And that, to me, has always stuck in my head as something that is really affirming when you go to some of the larger employers and you see how passionate they are about United Way. And years ago, I got to serve on a campaign under the leadership of the Swans. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting and see some of the behind the scenes stuff. And honestly, we as everyday citizens find it challenging to vet. I mean, there are 1,300 plus nonprofits in our county alone. So, you know, how do you sift through them? What, I mean, of course, you can always connect to something and give it your all. Yet there's this overarching, how can you really know? And that's where United Way comes in.
Yes. And we like to say that, you know, whether you're giving us a dollar or $10,000, we are leveraging that dollar across all the other donors. So it's a multiplier effect. And that's the beauty of United Way. So when you invest in United Way, your dollar is met and matched by so many other donors and so many other workplaces, corporate sponsors, individual philanthropists that help maximize that $1 that, you know, a Publix employee may be giving out of their paycheck. It has a multiplier effect. And we do that due diligence that you're talking about to make sure that the organization is fiscally responsible, it has good governance. We take away a lot of that homework for a lot of donors that, you know, just want to make an impact, but they want to make sure that they're doing it in a proper way. So that's the beauty of investing in United Way.
And just a few weeks ago, you kicked in the citizens review process, and this is part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the citizens review process is where we have volunteers, and you don't have to be with United Way in any capacity. You just have to have a, you know, caring heart and want to be a part of it. And so you are set on a panel, and you are doing that deep dive on those organizations requesting funding through United Way. It's with you and a handful of other people, like a financial analyst, governance, and all of that. And then so volunteers are really making the funding decisions for United Way. And they are learning about all of that, the organization itself, as well as the program that they are requesting those dollars for.
How long does that program last? That's really cool.
So we have orientation like we just had a few weeks ago. And then you're typically on a panel of three different organizations. And then you're going on a site visit. And yes, so it's with you and probably around 10 other people. You're going on your site visit. And so it's all through the month of April. And then it goes to the board of directors. And then we make those final decisions.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's good for listeners to know that if they didn't participate this go round, that next year there's this opportunity, and it certainly would probably add to one's knowledge bank. So, wow.
Yeah, it's a great way to learn about the community. If you're new to the community, if you're looking to get involved in a nonprofit, it's a good way to kind of speed date through a couple of
right?
them.
It is.
We see so many people that come through our process and end up volunteering or serving on a board of a fellow nonprofit because they came through the citizens review process. As Sydney said, we have about 100 volunteers. We're always looking for new people. Great way to learn about the community. Also a great way to meet people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We have a diverse array of volunteers. Some people retired, some people working, new to the area, people who've done this process for 20 years.
Sure.
So we have some veterans involved. So it's a great way to meet people and learn about the community, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Meredith and Sydney with the United Way of Indian River County, highlighting the upcoming Jackie Robinson game, which is just a couple of days out. And for $12 a ticket, you can come, bring friends, bring the kids, and really have an engaging evening where the doors open at 5 and the game goes into the evening. Now, we highlighted our generous sponsors, and we can't thank them enough for what they're doing. We were just talking about the volunteer opportunity that happens with Citizens Review, where United Way then picks out which nonprofits are able to help fund. But there's an opportunity to volunteer even for the Jackie Robinson game. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that when we get back from a commercial break. There is more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you becoming a realtor, contractor, mold remediator, guardian? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints.
At lunchtime, enjoy a Southern home-cooked meal paired with the best sweet tea in town at Marsh Landing. You'll love our daily lunch specials like chicken and dumplings every Thursday or one of our juicy half-pound burgers. Experience old Florida cuisine at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. So much to look forward to. I love spring. I love spring in the Treasure Coast. It is terrific. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I have the privilege of representing 52 handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle at White Glove Moving and Storage. And this is the time of year where we see an uptick in need for help with the heavy lifting. If you're planning some spring deep cleaning or renovations and you need some muscle to move things and shift it into the garage, we can do that. Maybe it's a full pack and move. We'd happily help with that, too, whether it's across the street, state, or country. It's always a free estimate, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. But more importantly, we love to give back to this community. And this show is just one of the ways that we're able to do that and help propel the message of so many worthy organizations and friends throughout the region. Also, a little bit of love to our girls at Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. They say maybe you got a chunk of change back from your taxes. You want to invest it in a property. They know where you can get the right funding to make that a reality. Shannon and Lucy, Union Home Mortgage, we thank them very much for their ongoing support of the program. All right, so in the studio, we are talking Jackie Robinson game. It is only 4 days away. Wednesday, it's going to be the perfect evening. Mother Nature's already called up. It's going to be lovely. The time has changed, so we're going to have extra sunlight. And we're going to have ourselves a big old baseball game. So Sydney Mihailov, Relationship Development Manager for United Way, give me some of the details about ways that folks could volunteer for the game. Yeah. And then also to know who's playing.
Absolutely. Well, first, I want to give a shout out to White Glove. Always so generous with your time. You were helping us out with our pickleball tournament that happened in March as well. So we're big fans of you and your whole team there.
Oh,
so
thank you.
We appreciate you. But yeah, so like she said, Jackie Robinson coming up April 15th. And we're always looking for volunteers throughout United Way. But this is a big one. It's a big game. You know, we're looking to have like 5,000 people there. So we need volunteers. They're a central part of making this event a success. So there's parking, gate attendance, raffle sales, crowd management, support, anything like that. So if you are interested, you can reach out. You can go onto our website at unitedwayirc.org and check it out. And then the big game will feature Jupiter Hammerheads taking on the Palm Beach Frozen Iguanas.
Yeah.
I know.
I love
it. It's a fun
it.
Time.
I love everything about it.
So we're really excited to have them be playing this year, and it should be a really, really great time.
Absolutely. And so the website, is that where folks can purchase tickets as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. On our website, there's a whole tab dedicated to the Jackie Robinson Celebration game. You can see who our sponsors are, how to buy tickets, any time, location, anything like that. Looking for the address, you know, because it's at the historic Holman Stadium. So, yeah, you can find all the information right on there.
Now, with the gates opening at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be lots of people racing there from work, picking up the kiddos that had a long day at school, are we having food trucks and a lot of hoopla?
Yes, absolutely. So it is, you know, just imagine a regular Major League Baseball game. That's what it is. So there will be concessions at the ballpark, hot dogs, nachos, all popcorn, all the good stuff. A couple cold beers just in case, just for those parents.
It works.
Yep.
It goes well with popcorn.
Definitely. But then there will also be some local food trucks available because obviously, as Sydney said, about 5,000 people there. We want to make sure everybody doesn't stand in line the whole game.
Right.
So we'll have a wide variety of things to choose from.
Oh, that's very cool. And of course, knowing that there's going to be some fun players, are there opportunities for pictures and different things?
So, yes, we invite any, you know, we keep saying Little League, but really any youth that show up in a jersey and line up at the first base, they can come on the field before the game. Which,
what?
You know, for the littles, that is, I mean,
epic. Even, this is huge.
And I will say, not even for the littles, there are a lot of adults that say, well, if I show up in a jersey, can
right.
I go on
Teen
the field
also? Moms want to know.
Yes.
So that, we have, you know, we call it the Little League Parade, but, you know, it's not just Little League players. There's other kids that show up in different sports jerseys. But the opportunity for them to be on the field is just amazing. And, you know, have their parents take a picture of them, at, you know, running down the first base line. Oh. You know, heart
it
melts.
It is so adorable. When I had the privilege of being Miss Centennial and the town turned 100, we had a big game there and we had all the kids line up and it was so special. Mm-hmm. The children were overjoyed. And, you know, you get the national anthem. It's like full, like, so proud to be an American moment.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. So remember, friends, wear your jerseys. Maybe try and get a group together from the baseball and make an impact. That's going to be very cool. Okay, so again, gates open at 5.
Yep.
The game, first pitch.
6:42.
In honor of Jackie Robinson.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
No, it really is. And so we're really excited about it. And then, we're, like I said, looking for volunteers. And then we also are excited that Treasure and Space Coast Radio will be broadcasting live throughout. So if for some reason you can't make it, you'll also be able to listen the whole time. And we'll also have some in-between and innings entertainment, just like a real baseball game.
Ooh.
So we're excited about that as well.
Got you.
Yes.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a little gesturing out
there?
Yeah. It is fun. It is just fun. And then we were talking during break, and I just wanted to mention, it's a little ways off, but it's still, you have a big anniversary golf tournament fast approaching.
Absolutely. So it's our 40th annual Citrus Golf Tournament happening on May 18th. We're going to be playing at Vero Beach Country Club this year, so we're very excited about that. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring or coming together for a foursome and coming out, we'd love to have you. And yeah, 40th is such a big commitment.
Yes.
And so we're really excited to be celebrating hosting this tournament for that long. I think it's one of the longest running tournaments in Indian River County. So we're excited to be celebrating our co-chairs that have been doing it for a long time. And like it is the Citrus Golf Tournament. So it started with citrus industry individuals. So it's just a big deal here.
Oh, very special. Do we happen to know what the cost of a foursome is at the moment?
It is $800 for a foursome, uh-huh. And then there's sponsorships all the way up from $1,500 to $5,000.
Very nice. And then all the information on the website.
Oh, of course, UnitedWayIRC.org.
I love it. Well, ladies, it's been such a pleasure. Meredith Egan, CEO of our United Way Indian River County, and alongside her, Sydney Mihailov, Relationship Development Manager. You ladies are doing a great job in the community. Love seeing you at all these different events. And remember, friends, you have 4 days until the big Jackie Robinson game. You're not going to want to miss it. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us to live link to this show and others, as well as our sponsors. Cheers.